Welcome to the Property Lovers Podcast. I'm your host, Dominique Grubisher. This podcast series is all about giving you a competitive edge in your property journey. We'll be discussing little known strategies, tools, and information to help you add value and create wealth through property. Now, obviously, we don't know you or your unique position, so this is not financial or investment advice. It is information of a general nature, and you should always seek professional advice as to your situation before you ever invest in anything. But if you want to play a bigger game in property and want to use property as your vehicle to create wealth and, more importantly, freedom, then you're in the right place. Let's do this. Let's get started. In this Property Lovers podcast episode, we're going to look at the property landscape for 2023. So that is other factors that are in play and what it means for property and how things look likely to play out in 2023, where the danger and as well the opportunity lies because of changes in the property market. Let's look at the data first. These are the objective facts that we can't dispute. So household debt is really, really high. That's the grey line there. We're spending nearly double what we earn, and that shortfall is funded with debt. Mortgage stress is up, so that's the yellow line, and rental stress is through the roof. So, I mean, property, shelter is a basic human need. When inflation hits like it has, there is going to be stress in mortgages and in the rental space. And that's what we're experiencing now. So property is still a good investment because fundamentally everyone needs property. It's just that the mainstream media and the press and the powers that be are talking it down at the moment. So you want to be on that, riding that wave in a down market. What's happening in our economy? Well, according to the Reserve Bank, our GDP, what we're earning, is down. You can see that on the left there. We don't have economic growth as we have in other years. And that means that we may be in for a recession. In fact, the only growth we have is coming from consumption, which means inflation. In other words, we're spending more on just getting by. We're running to stand still. We're spending on food and groceries and petrols and essentials. And most of our growth is coming just from prices going up. So we haven't even had inflation like this since they bought in the GST. And that was in 2000, where everything just went up 10% overnight. So we can see inflation there in that graph from the Reserve Bank. It was tipped to hit 8% at the end of 2022. That didn't quite happen. It may not have peaked yet, but interest rates are still on the rise. We can see household consumption has gone down. We're trying not to spend. It's not because we're bullish. And our savings were quite high. You'll see there that line on the bottom during the lockdowns of the pandemic. Our savings are now depleted. On the right side there, we've got consumer sentiment. And look at that. 100 is even. People are neither happy nor depressed about the economy. Right now, it's at the lowest point ever. If you look at that, even lower than the GFC and lower than April 2020, when we didn't even know what was happening with a global pandemic. So people have all the negativity priced in right now. We can see household debt is very high. House prices are high, but they've dropped off a little bit. We can see that we have a lot of household liabilities and housing commitments. We're not spending as much. It's not a roaring housing market. And we can see the downward curves on the end of those graphs that prices have come down. In the meantime, wages have gone up, but look at the level that they've gone up from. So we're really only back to real wages being what they were 20 odd years ago. So wages are not going to meet inflation. We're going to have to do a lot more with a lot less money. We've got unemployment at an all-time low. That may change if we have a recession. People may lose jobs. And we've got the cash rate at pretty low levels still. It's just that look at the low that we came from there. So it's up over 3% now. It's probably going to get worse before it gets better. But historically, it's still pretty low. So all of that had played out last year and will continue into the first half of this year, but the end is in sight, the light at the end of the tunnel. We didn't have that last year, and our community still made $75 million in profits during what was an annus horribilis, as the Queen would say, a really, really horrible year. So if we can work on that data as our starting point for 2023, the sky's the limit. If you want to know more about the opportunities in 2023 and exactly how to transact those sorts of deals, what we call the 4D of a property, the opportunities in deceased estates, distress, as well as development and downsizes, you can go to the link below and check out exactly how to transact these sorts of deals. We are passionate here at the DG Institute about helping people launch and progress along their property journey. And we have some free resources to really help you do that. First of all, we have our Real Estate Rescue Introductory Program, which is all about getting you up and running when it comes to buying under-market distressed properties from really motivated sellers. You can get access to that program for free right now by going to www.dginstitute.com.au/freecourse1. That's www.dginstitute.com.au/freecourse1. That's it for today, but really looking forward to giving you more tools, more strategies, more support, and a competitive advantage when it comes to property in our next episode.